One of the nice things about summer coming to a close is that it is tomato season. Mm-hmm. So here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, is here with some delicious-looking tomato dishes. Hi, Kathy.
Hi there.
And this is the kind of time of year when you can find all kinds of different tomatoes,
yeah,
and they are delicious.
There are so many tomatoes right now. My garden just keeps producing them to the point where I'm like, hey, I need a break. Mm-hmm. But I've just been roasting sauce and making soups and making sandwiches and... Let's just dive right in. Making soups.
I'm sorry. I'm busy. I'm tweeting out a picture of this so that people...
Okay.
Because people, when they hear that At Main Cook is here,
yes,
they just flock to the radio. So
and they
carry
can go
on.
To hearandnow.org. We've got the pictures of what we're talking about here, Kathy, but you've got a tomato soup right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, this is a really lovely soup. It's a tomato and leek soup. Excuse me. And I drizzled in a basil cream. And what I did was I heated up just a tiny bit of heavy cream with lots of fresh basil because that is all being harvested right now, too. And let it steep into the cream and then strain it. So it just looks like cream, but it's got this wonderful basil flavor in it. And the soup is very straightforward. And honestly, the best thing about it is you can use all the beautiful tomatoes that are in season right now, and you can freeze this soup very successfully for months.
Okay, but one of the things I'm not seeing in this soup as opposed to my soup.
Yes.
I'm not seeing the skin floating around here.
Yes,
what'd
good
you
point.
Do?
I'll tell you what I did. This is a fussy step, but very simple. You get a pot of water boiling, and then you get a bowl of ice cold water. You drop the tomatoes into the boiling water, count to 10, 15 seconds, maybe 30, take them out, put them right into the ice cold water, and the ice water shocks the peel, and it kind of starts to come off on its own, and then you pull it out, and it's a great trick.
Okay.
It works really easy, and then you just chop those tomatoes, and you can use them then for sauce. But this soup specifically, no peels.
It's just
shock
it's
the
fabulous.
Peel sounds like the name of a band.
Shock the peels.
what
shock the peels, baby.
What
Ooh,
about
sorry.
This? What about this that you've got right here? It's a tomato and peach on toast.
It is. I call it a tartine. You could call it an open face sandwich. I get really. A little bit blue during these times when yeah. summer is fading, but this open face sandwich makes me so happy. It's the end of the summer, peaches and plums and tomatoes. So I took soft goat cheese, you could use a soft feta, and added thyme and rosemary and basil chopped into it. Mm. Spread it on a piece of, in this case, brioche toast, and then I put thin slices of tomato, peach, plum. And it is one of the prettiest things that you will see. Isn't
talk about that.
Well, the colors. I mean,
what is it?
It's peaches and plums and tomatoes. And it's just the brilliant yellows and reds.
That's a regular plum?
That's a regular, but a locally grown plum.
Oh, so
it wasn't shipped across the country. And it's just dripping with juice. Mm. And it's everything that's good about this season.
Well, and it makes you really think that you're still in the summer because
exactly.
it feels like a summer dish.
I'm one of those girls that holds on to summer
right.
as long
Great
as she possibly. I'm out there swimming until it's snowing.
Well, you've got a pasta here too, which you could take this into the winter. I love tomatoes and pasta because you can do anything.
Well, this is a wonderful dish because it uses tomatoes in different ways. I have just an onslaught of cherry tomatoes right now. Yellow ones, dark red ones, bright red ones. And what I do is I roast them at a very low temperature for a while until they get just softened. They don't split open, but they almost become candy-like. Mm. This is such a great technique, particularly for kids that say they don't like tomatoes because it's like eating candy. They're so sweet. And I roast it with a whole head of garlic. I squeeze the garlic out. So you have the roasted cherry tomatoes and garlic. Then you boil linguine, whatever type of pasta you like. And then I chop fresh tomatoes in as well. So you get the tomatoes in two different ways. You get the raw, juicy, fresh, and you get these sweet, bursting cherry tomatoes. And of course, there's basil and toasted pine nuts. Buttery,
yeah.
buttery pine
How
nuts.
Long does it take to put this together?
Less than 30 minutes, for real. And if you wanted to do it on a weeknight and you pre-roasted the tomatoes and garlic, you can put it together in the time it takes to boil pasta.
This is one of my favorite things. You could put pesto in it. You could put goat cheese.
Totally.
Crumbles in it.
Listen
yeah.
to Robin. She's running away with my recipe.
As
I'm
always.
All for it. And I love it.
As
improvise.
Always.
Improvise.
What do you look for, Kathy? And I know that we've talked about this before. You don't always have the best selection, especially at the supermarket, of tomatoes. You like farmers market. supermarkets or your own garden.
I do.
But what do you look for when you're going to look for a perfect tomato?
Well, I look for a tomato that has a bright color, whether it's green or pink or red, but that it's not just a blush of color because usually it's not ripe. It should feel heavy in your hand. And if you're shopping for tomatoes at a supermarket this time of year, you're probably making a mistake because the farmers markets are so full of them. I also want to say my famous roasted tomato sauce, roasted puttanesca, which has anchovies and olives, go to the farmers market and ask for seconds. These are the slightly bruised tomatoes, perfect for making sauce and cheap.
And I'll say one thing the famous Julia Child once told me. Do not put tomatoes in the refrigerator.
Thank you.
It ruins their ester.
Absolutely. Julia knew. Tomatoes in the refrigerator are a no-no.
Okay, we've got all these recipes and pictures at hereandnow.org. Here and Now resident chef Kathy Guntz. Thanks as always.
Thank you.